Joining us on the line this morning are the co-owners of Visions of Venus Hairstyling and Aesthetics, Kathy Gillis and Lisa Vassin. Hi, guys.
Good morning, Dave.
I know, thank you for taking the time. I know you may not be open, but I know you guys always keep busy. And I should have said where you're located. You're actually on the border of Glace Bay Dominion. Am I being fair in saying that?
Yeah, we're right on the cusp there.
Right just before Catikins Brook. Or is it at, no, it's before or after. It's at before, right?
Before on the way to Glace Bay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, since the pandemic hit, you've been closed, correct?
Correct.
All right. How long have you been in business, first of all?
We've been in business 26 years.
Wow. So you're an established business, hairstyling and so on, and then all of a sudden the government says, no, you can't do that. What was your reaction?
We were shocked, panicked. Customers were panicking. We didn't know what was going to happen, to be honest, or for how long.
And now you're into, you closed when?
It's eight weeks tomorrow.
Okay, and you're still closed, and you're still wondering what's going to happen, right?
Absolutely, no idea.
In other jurisdictions, I was reading a little bit yesterday. In other provinces, some shops are now open. Do you think that maybe, or is it too early in our case in Nova Scotia? Do you think you should be open?
Well, I think we're getting ready. I mean, we're waiting for the province to announce any other things that might be mandatory for us to open. So other than that, I mean, it's just a wait and see kind of game. I think we're ready. We've done some different things. When you come in, there's the sanitizer. We changed the placement of the stations. We got all the sanitizer required. We just need
the list from the government, what we need, from the association.
Your business is different than a lot of other businesses, because the person probably that needs to be protected the most is the worker, in your case, yourselves, because you are going to deal with a lot of people during the run of a regular day, right?
Exactly.
So
it's
what?
Hands on also. Right.
I've seen examples online of everything from masks to face shields to movable shields. Is it maybe an idea for government to say, look, we could, or to yourselves, that we could use some help in getting used to this sort of thing? What can we do? In other words, would you accept some kind of instruction or help along the way?
Oh, yes. We'll welcome anything from them, just to let us know some guidelines or boundaries that we have to follow. I mean, everybody's going to be mandated the same thing, so we'd like to know, to give us some time to be ready.
Yeah, you don't know exactly when that's going to happen, as anybody else. It's not just hairstyling and aesthetics and cosmetology, barbershops. Everybody's affected, right?
Yeah, we're all under one association.
So in the meantime, have you been hearing some horror stories about what people are doing to themselves at home?
Yeah, we've been getting some messages, some texts, some calls. But, I mean, there's nothing we can do.
A lot of home colors.
Cutting. Yeah, you're gonna have a lot of work to catch up on once it is over, right?
Yes, and we can't wait to see them. I mean, you miss them, you get close to your clients.
Well, that's it. That was my next question. You know, you actually develop a relationship with your clients. They're just not clients; they're friends, associates, and family who have been coming to you for 26 years. So you've closed off a part of your life, right?
Yes, definitely. I mean, we've been through the highlights of their life, the lows of their life. I mean, we've been through everything with them. You laugh, you cry.
Is that like a hairstyling joke, that you've been through their highlights? Is that kind of...
Yep.
Did you just pull a fast one on me there and say that, or did you just...
Keeping you on your toes.
It really is, though, trying for a lot of people. I would imagine that there are a lot of, for instance, seniors that would have nowhere else, nowhere else they can go, and nothing they can do about it until you reopen.
No, exactly. And we have the same regulars on Saturday morning, and it was like a happy hour with them. You know, they loved it. We picked them up, we take them to the shop, they'd stay for an hour, maybe two. It was great, right? And there was the same six ladies every Saturday morning, and that was their little social.
See, and that's going to change. We have to...
I don't think we'll be allowed to have the six of them at once.
Yeah, that down the road, that's the problems, and also any kind of social gatherings. What will it be like in the future? But you're prepared, as you said, you're ready to change. Just tell us what changes you want.
Yeah, we did everything we think. We did the 6 feet. I mean, once we closed, we immediately started cleaning the shop, changed it. Bernie went to work and moved some stations and painted, and it's all cleaned and raring to go. So we're ready.
Go ahead, Lisa. Yeah?
Disposable case, mask, shield, gloves. We have everything. We're ready.
Yeah, it's just not what I'm getting at of what you're telling me, though, is it's just not the economic part of it. Is that your business has been closed for a long time, but you're also missing the social part of it that you had with your clients.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Definitely. I mean, the economic part, it sucks. There's no better word, but I mean, we have to follow the rules.
Well, look, I want to wish you all the best of luck. I know that when the time comes, you will be reopened and your clients will be back there. Nobody really knows what the future holds here or what it will be looked like, but we do know that there is a future, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And, I mean, you have to stay positive as you can in this time, but, I mean, just keep trucking along, I guess, Dave.
That's the best you can do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And get the scissors and the clippers ready for a lot of damage repair that's going to be necessary to bring things back to normal. I'm sure a lot of people will be happy when your shop and others open again and they can get back to that part of normal. Thanks. Go ahead, Kathy.
It's funny, too, because when you go to the grocery store and you see a client and they're trying to hide and they're like, oh, you wouldn't believe what I did. And I'm like, oh, I can tell.
best of luck. Thanks for talking to us this morning. You guys stay safe and healthy, and we look forward to hearing that you're open again.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dave. Have a good day, buddy. Take care.
All right, bye-bye. Kathy bye-bye. Gillis, Lisa Vasin are co-owners of Visions of Venus Hairstyling and Aesthetics.